The Christian communities, however, refused to practice any sort of tolerance. They publicly declared that their God, and their God alone, was the true ruler of heaven and earth, and that all other gods were impostors. This seemed unfair to the other sects, and the police discouraged such utterances. The Christians persisted. Soon there were further difficulties. The Christians refused to go through the formalities of paying homage to the emperor. They refused to appear when they were called upon to join the army. The Roman magistrates threatened to punish them. The Christians answered that this miserable world was only the anteroom to a very pleasant heaven, and that they were more than willing to suffer death for their principles. The Romans, puzzled by such conduct, sometimes killed the offenders, but more often they did not. There was a certain amount of lynching during the earliest years of the church, but this was the work of that part of the mob which accused their meek Christian neighbors of every conceivable crime, such as slaughtering and eating babies, bringing about sickness and pestilence, betraying the country in times of danger. Because it was a harmless sport and devoid of danger, as the Christians refused to fight back. Meanwhile, Rome continued to be invaded by the barbarians, and when her armies failed, Christian missionaries went forth to preach their gospel of peace to the wild Teutons. They were strong men without fear of death.